following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Happy Valentine's Day. And on this Valentine's Day, I hope to reconnect with a long-lost loved one. Yes, I hope to reunite with my real voice very, very soon. That's going on 2 weeks now. I mean, I've had stuff before. I just wonder if, just to give you a warning, it might be time to take a day or two off to let the pipes rest. We'll see if the weekend works. If it sounds, or at least feels, more like me, on Monday we'll go, but we'll see. Just, we'll see. But yes, that's the long-lost loved one that I hope to reunite with very, very soon. All right, we have a really busy Friday scheduled. I believe we have our usual guests in the 10 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, 9:06 to be precise-ish, if there is such a thing as precise-ish, we're going to have a state senator on. I'm not entirely sure which state senator, but let me check my text messages here. No, I have no text from Frank Lissay's office, so I'm assuming it is not going to be Frank Lissay. It most likely will be Glenn Grothman. When a Republican state senator is shying away from conservative talk radio, Glenn is always there to make excuses for them and fill in. And he's apparently willing to do that at 9:06. If you're not aware, Frank Lissay voted against something in Senate committee. It concerns changing absentee ballot or early voting rules in Wisconsin. And nobody's really sure why. One of the reasons nobody's sure why is Frank won't talk. And I will tell you, another talk show in Wisconsin first reported this. And Frank wouldn't talk to them. And Frank, at this point, doesn't seem willing to talk with us. It is puzzling. This is a puzzling, puzzling vote. We'll see how that unfolds at 9:06. And, of course, a lot of other stuff. We're going to talk about, there's a legislative proposal to repeal the constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage in Wisconsin. I have a question for you, the listener, on that. And a lot of other stuff that we'll be getting to. I, however, want to start here. Does two make a trend? Usually you say three is a pattern or a trend. But does two make a trend? What am I talking about? The Green Bay School District could be on the verge of, for the third time in 6 years, looking for a school superintendent. It is widely reported that, well, it's factually known, because it's acknowledged by officials on both sides. Green Bay School District Superintendent Michelle Langenfeld may return to the district from where she came in 2011. That would be the Anoka-Hennepin School District in Minneapolis' northwest suburbs. It is the largest school district in Minnesota, about not quite double the size of Green Bay. 39,000 students in Anoka-Hennepin. Hennepin County is what Minneapolis is in, right, Jason? I believe so. The Green Bay School District serves about 21,000. Anoka-Hennepin, 39,000. She was district associate superintendent for middle schools, which I remember commenting on that when she came here in June 2011. I thought that was an interesting pick, that she was a medium-sized fish in a big pond, coming to be the big fish in a medium-sized pond. And well, Green Bay is medium to large. In terms of school districts in Wisconsin, it's large. She was interviewed for the position on Tuesday. Again, that would be for superintendent in that district. According to Anoka-Hennepin spokeswoman Mary Olson, Anoka-Hennepin, as we said, 39,000 students. Langenfeld is 58. She worked there before coming to Green Bay. She was a finalist when Dennis Carlson was hired in 2009. The job is open again because he is retiring. Now, here's the way the Green Bay School District is spinning this. The way the Green Bay School District is spinning this, their communications director, Lori Blakesley, and by the way, let me just stop there. I don't even know who is who in the communications department at the Green Bay School District anymore. This is not the person I've been dealing with since Stonewall Brooker left. So I don't know. I've had no dealings with Lori Blakesley. I don't know who is who or is what anymore. She's saying Langenfeld was recruited for the position. This should be no indication that Michelle Langenfeld is any way unhappy in Green Bay. This is not a reflection on Green Bay. She's not unhappy in Green Bay. Sometimes in life, an opportunity presents itself and you want to check it out. Okay. All right. Yeah, that does happen. But if you're happy somewhere, it has to be a really, really, really good position to lure you away. I'm happy in my job. I haven't been approached lately, but from time to time, I am invited to be considered for positions. It's been a few years now. Yeah. In terms of another radio company saying, hey, you want to come talk to us? I always at least, you know, I do the courtesy, well, what you got? What? You're an idiot just to say, no, I'm staying here forever. On the other hand, I always work from the position, boy, it'd have to be really good. Because I get to do a lot of things in this job that I love. I get to be on the air. I get to program. Oh, no kidding. Dad Walton has died, huh? Ralph Waite. Jason just saw that online. So I'm happy where I am. Does that mean I would never move? No. But would I jump every time someone asks me to be invited? Well, it depends on the position. All right, I would point something out. She came here in June 2011. Let's count school years. 2011, 2012, 2013, 3 years. That's how long Greg Moss was here. Unlike Greg Moss, Michelle Langenfeld never came on this show at all, by the way, but never came on this. She's not gone yet. I shouldn't talk that way. It sounds like she's a frontrunner, though. Never came on this show and said, no, I'm not going to be here for just 3 years. Moss was here just 3 years, as I predicted, retired, took a job in Massachusetts, and is now back in Green Bay. Let's explore the thesis as to whether Langenfeld is happy or not in Green Bay. I would argue she hasn't had a very impressive tenure. She is very insular. She's every bit as insular as was Dan Nierad. There was a point when the Green Bay School District was at its worst in terms of communicating with the media and communicating with the public. The two people I believe that were responsible for that are now gone. Through the whole WKCE testing scandal, the district behaved about as badly as it possibly could. At that time, I said she should have been fired for the way the district handled that. And the way they dealt with the media bordered on illegal. Now, I have met Michelle Langenfeld all of once for about 30 seconds, and she was very gracious. Now, I know what's going to happen. She's going to get the same stupid accolades that any superintendent does when they leave, if she leaves. What accomplishments can she point to? Jason says it'll be my fault. Well, you know what I always say when people say that, don't you? Is it something I said? I hope so. No, actually, I pushed her out of the job. I think she's been completely ineffectual. If you have to look at the last 3 years, what has she accomplished? What has gotten done? under her tenure. If, again, we don't know that she's leaving. I strongly suspect she's going to. By the way, I have to check the new law that they just passed on double dipping. If she takes a job out of state, I'm trying to think if she can draw retirement. I do, you know what? I don't remember. I don't recall. I'll have to check that. But what has she accomplished? Can you honestly say she's leaving the school district in better shape than she found it? And that's always the benchmark of your tenure anywhere. I can tell you right now, if I left this job today, there are all sorts of benchmarks that I can point to that I left it in a much, 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 much better condition than I found it. That includes the show that I'm doing. That includes the station overall. There are all sorts of evidence to support that. Look at the achievement gap, minorities and whites. Look at all of the ways that you can measure a school district. Look at the way they're still bleeding students in open enrollment. I mean, pick any given measure. In her 3 years, has she left any positive mark that you can point to that says the district is far better off for having been here? Again, assuming she leaves. I would argue no. I don't know that Greg Moss, who just morphed. I mean, when he got here, when you spoke to him privately, he seemed to be a right-of-center guy who listened to talk radio. And by the time he left, he was just another education establishment hack. Michelle Langenfeld clearly started that way here. And if her tenure in Green Bay is ending, I would say it's pretty much going to end that way. That she just simply, you know, it's not just me. When you take the WKCE testing scandal, they put an extended arm with the palm out to all of the media. I believe Langenfeld was allowing someone else to call the shots, and in an open records request, they tried to charge the media tens of thousands of dollars. You can't do that. The media had to all band together. This happened under her tenure. Here, you want a measure of what things are like under Michelle Langenfeld's tenure, if it is, in fact, coming to a close? The Green Bay Press Gazette and I worked together on something. I mean, that goes beyond Roosevelt and Stalin. By the way, I'm the role of Roosevelt, just in case that wasn't clear. It was an amazing moment. All of the TVs banded together. Every media outlet of note, including my show in this market, banded together. By the way, they have still refused, once they released the documents in the testing scandal, they have to this day refused to answer any questions. I think her tenure, if it's ending, will be marked by a bunker mentality where the school district feels that it's not accountable and doesn't have to answer difficult questions. I believe that will be the footprint that she leaves in Green Bay if she's leaving. And if the Green Bay Press Gazette does its usual story and throw bouquets at her, I'm going to absolutely go ballistic. After what they went through with the rest of us, they have completely forgotten that. When they did their stupid Sunshine series, they, by the way, this is the second anniversary of that. I first started dealing with that story on Valentine's Day, and I think that was 2012. They never talked about how badly the Green Bay School District behaved. They're just giving it and her a free pass. And what does it say about the Green Bay School District that they will be looking, if this happens, for the third time in 6 years? NERAD left in 08, or in 11, 08. NERAD left in 08. Moss came in 08, left in 11. Langenfeld came in 11. And if she's the finalist for this job, would be leaving in 2013. What does it say? When you keep having change at the top, it doesn't speak well of the organization. And quite frankly, it needs a reformist leader. With the left-leaning school board that you have, the odds of that are very low. I don't remember what number of school board members signed the recall against Scott Walker, but it's quite a few. I'd have to go back and check. I didn't check before coming on the show today. If she's leaving, this is an opportunity to admit that there are problems in the Green Bay School District that are being glossed over, and a reformist superintendent could finally address them. I will be honest. I have absolutely no faith that if Michelle Langenfeld leaves, the Green Bay School District will do that. I have no faith at all. None whatsoever. All right, I mentioned earlier it's Valentine's Day. At one point, my wife and I talked about going out for dinner tonight. You realize restaurants hate Valentine's Day on Fridays because that's their big night anyway. They'd rather have it on a Monday or Tuesday. And it's very, 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 very difficult. If you don't have a reservation for tonight, good luck. We don't, but we're not going out. We're staying home. We'll have steak, though. And you might be thinking, but aren't you on that weight loss program, Proactive Solutions? I am, but I can have steak in moderation, and I'm perfectly fine if my wife has a slightly larger one than I do. And I'm just getting very close to that 20-pound mark, and I've only been on it about 3 weeks. And I know that sounds like a lot of weight in a short period of time. It is, but you can do it safely. You can. Talk to Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. Remember, it's not a diet. And yes, you can safely lose a pound a month. He'll explain it all to you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't right for you. You don't know, though, if you don't call. 268-1386. 920-268-1386 for a free assessment, and you'll find out if it's right for you. All right, you're not going to want to go anywhere. Going to be a very interesting half hour starting at 9:06. It's 8:56.
Is today's low silver price set to double? Now is the